Hi there, and welcome to Healing at Last, the podcast. Healing at Last is the roadmap to uncovering what happened inside you as a result of the pain of your past. How to find it, how to heal it, and how to move beyond it. So let's get started.
Hi there, hi everybody. So this is episode 17 of the podcast, and as usual, no guest this week. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you know that we do a week on with guests and a week off with just me and you. So today's Just Me and You podcast is my thoughts and my experience and my the lessons that I have learned from clients in session around not enoughness. I am not enough. This feeling of lack, this feeling of worthlessness, this feeling of nothingness, this feeling of self-hatred, this feeling of not generally just not enoughness in self. And if you're scanning, you know, the self-help bookshelves, or if you're scanning the internet, or if you're looking for help with not enoughness, you'll know that there's plenty of help there. There's plenty of suggestions about self-esteem and self-worth and all of that stuff. And you know, to be fair, a lot of that stuff is helpful. Indeed, it's helpful, and it's a state changer, and it will help you move from one place to another. But what I have found really interesting over my time as a therapist, and in some part my own inner experience with this idea of not enoughness, is that it seldomly is as it appears. Now, what does that mean? That if you lined 100 people up in a room who had the same feeling or the same concept of I am not enough, what would lie beneath that for each and every single person will be something very individual. That we could, as a group of people, understand the idea of not enoughness. You can understand its pain. You can understand its implications. You can understand how it makes you act, how it makes you feel, how it makes you pull back in a relationship, how it stops you from living your best life. And that's very much what you'll see on the internet. You'll see all of this kind of commonality language, this language that brings us together under this one understanding of not enoughness. But the truth of it is that it is very individual to each and every single one of us. And its source and its root and its primary reason for existing will be absolutely unique, like a fingerprint. It'll be like a fingerprint to each and every one of us. And that is why, if you've ever tried to heal not enough, and you have tried big, broad, sweeping, affirmations, or you have tried, you know, all of the usual stuff that's out there, you will have just moved that feeling for a wee minute, and then it has returned again. And that's kind of what I wanted to point towards in this podcast. You know, I have seen not enoughness in thousands of hours of clinical practice, and I have seen it show up in thousands of different ways for thousands of different reasons. But one of the big things that I have seen time and time again, and it's very rarely talked about, and it's very rarely mentioned, and so it can be missed. So sometimes as a root cause, it can be missed for us, is the idea of lack of co-regulation causing enoughness, not enoughness. So let me say that again. The lack of co-regulation in our childhood causing a worthlessness, and an innate understanding that you're not enoughness. Now, let me slow that down a wee bit, break it down a wee bit, and explain what I mean. So if we take co-regulation, I mean, it's a word that's used quite often. It's a word that is, you know, understood. The concept of co-regulation is understood. And all of the big Instagram accounts would, this the holistic psychologists, they would all use words like co-regulation, but let's break it down a wee bit. For your inner world as a child to be held, to be heard, to be explained, to be supported, to be regulated, to help you regulate that that is within. But there's a whole lot of features to that regulation. First of all, it has to be recognized. Second of all, it has to be engaged with. Thirdly, it has to be believed and supported. It has to be educated. It has to be supported in that sense. And then it has to be co-regulated. It has to be soothed and worked through and helped by an adult. So all of these feelings that we have as young children, all of these emotions that we have, all of these sensations, all of this fear, all of the anxiety, any of the anger, any of the mistrust, anything that we are holding as children gets filtered through the eyes of our parents in ourselves. So our caregivers, so someone is there to soothe it, someone there to help us understand it, someone there who will see it and us will recognize it. And for a lot of us, that is a rarity. For a lot of us, that is an absolute rarity that level of co-regulation is given. And for some of us, the opposite is given. You know, we're shamed for what is within. We are wounded. We are denied. We are hurt. And we have relationships removed from us if we show any sign of inner feeling, any sign of inner difficulty. And that's, you know, in my experience, the reality. It's not just about somebody being there or listening for you or watching out for what's happening within and being able to help you move through it. That's a luxury. That's a rarity. But what seems to be more common is this abandonment of our inner world as children, this denial of it, this repression of it, this unacceptance of it. And so when we understand how we've been treated, when we understand how this has a huge impact on our inner worlds, when we have these big feelings and they're not being nurtured, they're not being cared for, they're being denied, they're being repressed, they're being wounded, they're being hurt, where love has been removed from us, then what I have seen time and time again through sessions is that the only way to understand this is to internalize it. So we then say, well, if this is such a fundamental part of who I am, then there must be something wrong with me. I must be unlovable. I must be wrong. I must be worthless. I must be. We internalize that lack of co-regulation. We internalize that lack of support. We internalize that lack of understanding as ours, and ours to hold, and ours and we internalize that ours as difficult and bad and wrong. And this enoughness is often born from that place. And whenever we don't dig deep enough into this enoughness, then we are set at the top of it. We're set at the products of it. We're looking at what is the products of not enoughness and not at the root cause of it. Because we're not really in identification as to why we feel that way. And sometimes, and not all the time now, right? So in this podcast, I'm merely pointing to a pattern. I'm not saying that every piece of not enoughness is rooted in a lack of co-regulation. But what I am saying is that a lot of people's enoughness, not enoughness, worthlessness, you know, uselessness, is rooted in lack of co-regulation. And it's something to think about. It's something to watch out for in yourself. It's something to examine. If you have been fighting the fight of not enoughness for years and you've never got to the root cause and you've never understood it and you've never known how it landed, or you've never known how it became and you've tried everything, this is something that you may consider in yourself. But I do want to say that you will know whether this is true or not for you. I do not want to be another voice on the internet or on a podcast telling you what it is. I just merely want to lay down some of the stuff that I see so that you can see if it's a fit for you. Because if it's a fit for you, if this feels like, yes, that makes sense to me, yes, that I understand that, then that can be the beginning of the healing journey, which is what this podcast is always all about. So I'd encourage you to think about that. But let me give you a few examples as well before we sign off on this We Money podcast. You know, I have seen examples where if my inner world is not important to you, then I do not matter. And if I do not matter, there's an inherent enoughness, not enoughness in not mattering. There's an inherent feeling of worthlessness in not mattering to you. Whenever I've heard clients talk about where their inner world was shamed or pushed down or denied, then the message was wrongness. And the message wasn't that the feeling was wrong or what was happening inside. It was that I am wrong. The attachment to those feelings is me, because we are our feelings. We are our body. We are our emotions. We are in the sense of how we see ourselves as children. This is all part of who we are innately. You know, I've heard clients talk about the wrongness that exists within them, and that wrongness can only mean a worthlessness. And so there we're digging deep and into the understanding of what it means to be enough at the top level, and we're getting into the detail of what it looks like underneath. And both of those examples have at their core a lack of co-regulation, a lack of understanding, a lack of the material within. Now, that certainly was my experience. My lack of co-regulation led me to believe that there was something fundamentally wrong with me. There was something I was fundamentally wrong and thwarted. That's the only word that I have for myself. As a child, there was something wrong and twisted inside me because of that lack of help with the emotional material within. And I see it time and time and time again. And what happens is that not mattering gets embedded, that wrongness gets embedded, and that goes unseen. That's the kind of bottom layer that has been entwined in this lack of co-regulation. That's the bottom, deepest layer. And then the top layer of that will present itself through the mind as, you know, who would you be to? Who do you think you are? You know, you're just not up there. They're going to see you. They're going to catch you out. This imposter syndrome stuff that starts to perpetuate from it. This, you know, stay down, stay in your box. Don't you get too big for yourself. That's how it presents itself. It presents itself nearly kind of universally like this, I'm not good enough language. And if we try to fix it from that top end, oh God, we're fixing it forever. So this was just a tiny mini podcasty. Open up the possibility that it could be deeper, and open up the possibility that it could be something that you learned about yourself in the lack of co-regulation from your parent. And from that place, we can begin to heal. So I hope this was helpful for you, and I'll see you next week for our guest podcast. Chat to you soon. Thanks again.